You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. This November, Teton County residents will vote on projects related to employee housing, transportation, education, and more. 15 initiatives could be funded through the county's Special Purpose Excise Tax, or SPET, a penny of sales tax that goes towards infrastructure projects. Voting for these initiatives doesn't increase taxes.
You could vote for zero, you could vote for one, you could vote for 15. There's no waiting between one or the other. So it's just a question of how many years does it take to pay off what the voters approved?
That's Arne Jorgensen, Vice Mayor of the Jackson Town Council, which just launched a webpage explaining the various initiatives. More information is available by searching SPET Education at jacksonwy.gov. A team of scientists from a dozen organizations published a report on September 22nd that maps out the threats to the vast sagebrush ecosystem. The report says that sagebrush is declining at an alarming rate across the West. Over the last 20 years, an average of 1.3 million acres of sagebrush have been lost or degraded each year. But it showed Wyoming is home to the largest intact sagebrush ecosystem in the region. However, one of the authors, Zach Wurzbach, says there's still room for improvement. He's a program director at the Center for Large Landscape Conservation in Bozeman.
And while the picture in Wyoming is very good, you know, Wyoming is a stronghold for sagebrush habitat. You know, the data shows there are some kind of big problem areas, particularly in drier areas like the Bighorn Basin. I think a key message, you know, moving forward for all this is that it's good, but there's still going to be a lot of work that needs to be done to keep it good.
Wyoming's sagebrush still faces the same threats as in other states, just to a lesser extent. These include wildfires that give way to invasive grasses, expanding conifers, and human development. Another author, Leif Wickman, says climate change is also playing a role. He leads the sagebrush program for the U.S. Geological Survey.
If we're only looking at climate change on its own, it's not the driver, but in combination with these other complex threats, it can exacerbate the impacts coming from things like invasive annual grass and fire.
Instead of focusing on declining regions, the scientists called for investments in the already thriving sagebrush areas, like Wyoming's. The researchers plan to update their report annually to monitor changes in the ecosystem. The Jackson Hole Community Housing Trust is rebranding to better align with its mission to create affordable housing. Its key message? Make room.
It's not this idea of expanding our town, but making room for those who we rely on every day.
That's Katie Bernasik from the Community Housing Trust. The 30-year-old nonprofit is one of the organizations building housing in Teton County for local workers.
Whether those are our plumbers, our first responders, our nurses, our teachers, and our hospitality staff, like folks who make Jackson run.
Bernasik says the Housing Trust prioritizes making room for people who have worked in Jackson for a long time and contributed to the community, but can't keep pace with the housing market. More information is available at housingtrustjh.org. Finally, female empowerment nonprofit Womentum will welcome Tori Merden McClure to Jackson on October 4th. She'll give a talk on exploration at the Center Theater. McClure was the first woman and American to row across the Atlantic Ocean and ski to the South Pole. She's now the president at Spalding University, a Catholic university in Kentucky. For McClure, her intellectual curiosities are often inspiration for her outdoor adventures.
I don't know if it's my own form of mental illness, but I have this intellectual passion that occasionally takes a physical form, and I just have to leave civilization and go off and try to make sense of it.
McClure's talk happens at 7 p.m. on October 4th. In-person and live-stream tickets are still available. And just as a quick reminder, KHOL's daily newscast is temporarily on pause while we go through some staffing changes. I'm Hannah Merzbach, the station's new reporter. And you can email me with story tips at hannah@jhcr.org. That's hanna@jhcr.org.